Could you speak about your life, about the most important periods of your life, about the most important events in your life?
Well, let me introduce myself first. My name is Dr. Chonchanok Wirawan. I'm the president of Business and Professional... let me introduce myself. My name is Dr. Chonchanok Wirawan. I'm the president of International Federation Business and Professional Women, or known as BPW International. Well, there are many important moments in my life, of course, but one of the life-changing experience that I have is in the year 2000 when I come to the UN here in New York for the first time to attend Beijing Plus 5 review. And I was exposed to all the UN matters and the discussion, and it's quite enlightening, and I feel very proud to be in the UN. And since then, I opened, you know, through BPW International as consultative status to the United Nations, you know, I opened the more opportunity for BPW members to be, you know, to have the chance to come to attend meeting like UN Commission on Status of Women more. So, and then it's become the time that I begin to understand women issues and knowing that we should not only look after one's own interests, but also look after the interests of other women in the world, especially to enable them to support themselves financially.
Great. Nok, and could you speak about the most important events and successes? What do you think about successes of your company, International Federation of Business and Professional Women? The most important successes, events, achievements.
Well, our best success is actually. Let's do two ways. One is on advocacy, the other one is on action. On advocacy, we have consultative status with the United Nations since 1947. And one of our most distinguished representatives to the United Nations is Esther Heimer. And another one of our distinguished member is Helvi Sipilä. And in the 70s, Helvi Sipilä was the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, and Esther Heimer was the chair of NGO CSW committee. So they worked very well together, and we got a lot of lobbying work done, okay. The proudest achievement of BPW is we helped lobby for the formation of Commission on the Status of Women. And we also lobby for International Women Years, a decade of women, and the organization of the first Women World Conference in Mexico City. So advocacy-wise, these are our proudest achievement. Now, we have affiliated in 82 countries worldwide, and each one of our affiliates doing really good work in helping women to help themselves. In fact, since 1996, BPW helped at least 60,000 women to help themselves in various member countries.
I see. And last question, could you give a piece of advice to on the eve of the 8th of March, this day, remarkable day for women, a piece of advice to girls who only start their social activities, only start their business, only start to be to do something meaningful in their life.
I think that they should dare to dream. But one thing that they have to realize is it's very difficult to succeed the first time. Success come not because you don't experience obstacle. Success come because you don't give up. Okay? So you have to, of course, they have to learn business skill. They have to have innovative idea to do business. But they have to have the will to win. They have to have the will to fight. So if they fail the first time, get up, dust yourself up, go at it again. Second time, do it again. There are many people who have to repeat this process several times before they become millionaires. But the difference is the one that become successful at the end, they don't give up. They learn from their lesson. They do it better. So it's very important that they have the will to win.
Yes. No, thank you very much. And we wish you great successes to you personally and to your organization. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.